Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Neil, the issue of sugar and our addiction to sugar came back into the news this week again, didn't it?
Great story, actually. A positive story. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Because I try to lead a reasonably healthy life, but I have to live a very boring life in Singapore because I drink almost exclusively water, pretty much exclusively, in the odd cup of tea. And I'm sure health practitioners listening will be saying, well, that's good. Yeah, but even I don't drink alcohol because I don't like it, right? So even I, now and again, would like a nice orange juice or something or other, but with no sugar in it. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this.
Good luck doing that.
This is the point. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Glenn. I'm sure you have. You've traveled extensively. But the lack of sugar-free options on a Singapore supermarket shelf is staggering. All right, you look at the US and the UK and Europe, and they have these reputations, often duly deserved, for obesity and so on. If you go to any Australian, European, American, British supermarket, you will have a whole row, an entire aisle of sugar-free drinks. All right, we can get into the whole debate about they've got other preservatives in them and blah, blah, blah. But whether it's cola drinks, fizzy drinks, orange, lemonade, you know, those kind of drinks, there will always be a sugar-free alternative, right? So other brands are available, but I'm going to say it. So yes, it'll be Coca-Cola. There'll be sugar-free Coca-Cola. There'll be Sprite. There'll be Sprite Zero, the zero drinks, right? Mm. They don't have it here. For 20 years, I've been campaigning for this. The only sugar-free option you have of those kind of drinks is the cola one. You know, you can get Diet Coke.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't get Diet Strawberries, Diet Orange, Diet this, Diet that. There is no, which ever since I was a kid, actually, you've had a low sugar or no sugar option in Singapore. I don't know if you've experienced this, but I find it staggering. Chinese New Year, Deepavali, Hari Raya. You've seen those brands, right? And they're by the case. And the people are buying these orange drinks, cola drinks, lemon drinks, strawberry drinks.
Iced tea.
Oh, iced tea's a killer.
Yeah.
And you look at the side. I always go by the per 100 grams because that's the one I just tend to remember. The sugar content per 100 grams. And I always say, ideally, it should never be more than about 5, 6. It's always 11,
triple
12,
that. Yep.
11, 12, 13.
Yep.
The average cola drink, the average fizzy drink is around 10 or 11 can of drink. It's always 10, 11, 12. And it's been like that forever. And I've never understood. And you see these guys on the cultural festivals of Singapore, Hari Raya, as I mentioned, Chinese New Year, Deepavali. They're putting crates of this stuff. And there is no non-low sugar alternatives and haven't been for the longest time. I mean, before I get onto the news, have you noticed that as well? The lack of choice is staggering.
It's tough. You know, of course, our kids in school are carrying their water bottles with them and are drinking, you know, hopefully a couple of water bottles a day of water, which is great. But we know that they can get those, you know, boxes of iced tea or chrysanthemum tea or
that's
whatever.
It.
And that's just packed with sugar. And, you know, even this week, my kids were drinking a yogurt drink, about 100 mil yogurt drink, a small one. It had something 15, 16 grams of sugar in it. Like, that is not too far off from a can of Coke.
Yeah. You know, it's about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
About the same.
And that is just crazy. And, you know, many kids, of course, sit down and they don't just have one; they have two or three of these drinks. And I think the daily recommended daily is less than 10 milligrams of sugar.
Yeah,
as I recall, I'd have to get the exact figure. And here you are; you're doing, you know, double that in one sitting.
It's extraordinary.
No wonder there is, you know, child obesity and early onset diabetes. And we all know diabetes is a massive problem in Singapore.
A huge problem in Singapore because, let's face it, we live in a tropical climate, 30-plus degrees every day, 90% humidity that doesn't lend itself to physical exercise. You know, it's a real effort to make yourself jog, run, play, skip, jump in this kind of climate anyway. But our sugar content, I mean, per head of population, I'd love to know what it is. We do know it's extraordinarily high because, and here's the good news, the government has acted this week and said that from the end of 2021, pre-packaged non-alcoholic drinks with a high sugar or saturated fat content, and frankly, almost all drinks. I don't want to be like a doomsday machine merchant, but nearly all drinks on a supermarket shelf in Singapore have a high sugar content. Well, from 2021 onwards, they're going to be required to display a nutrition label with grades ranging from A to D, with D being the unhealthiest. like you do now, you go to any coffee shop, hawker centre in Singapore, you see the stalls have a rating, right? Well, soon you'll be able to look at a drink as a parent, as a consumer. If it's D, it is basically unhealthy. You shouldn't be getting it for your kid. And here's the part.
Goodness.
Here's the part that I put in bold. I want to get this clear. The label will soon be mandatory for drinks with a C or D grade, right? Now, a D grade drink, the unhealthiest grade, has more than 10 grams of sugar. Oh, it's insane. Or 2.8 grams of saturated fat per 100 mil. 10 grams of sugar or more, 100 mil. These include juice drinks. They're often the worst. When we were kids, orange juice was considered good for you. It often has more sugar than a can of cola.
Yeah.
Juice drinks, soft drinks, energy drinks, right? All going to have a D grade if they have more than 10 grams of sugar. Now, currently, about 70% of all drinks in Singapore would fall into the C or D category.
Wow.
C or D, that's 10 grams and above. That makes my head pop.
It's
because we obsess over our kids' tuition and their cleanliness and their hygiene. You're always rubbing their faces with tissues and constantly following them around with bottles of water in shopping malls. And yet, more than 70% of the drinks available to us at any supermarket, hawker center, restaurant are literally unhealthy. I find that staggering. So the sooner they introduce this grading system, the better. End of 2021, drinks A to D. And the government has been very clear about this. As we know, you mentioned it, excessive sugar intake causes dental problems, obviously, increases blood glucose levels, and is associated directly with diabetes and cholesterol issues, which are rising rapidly in Singapore. Now, the authorities have said that if this AD grading system, when it comes into effect at the end of 2021, Glenn, if it doesn't have a positive intake impact, if the numbers don't start to drop, then you're going to kind of force them to have no choice but to introduce, here we go, a sugar tax, which has been discussed before. Mm. In other words, you'll start paying more for those kind of drinks. And frankly, I don't know about you, I don't have a problem with that. The health minister, Gan Kim Yong, pointed out that Singaporeans spend about 10 years of their life in ill health, and 19,000 people are diagnosed with diabetes every year.
Mm.
Just to clarify, that's not 19,000 people with diabetes. Every year, 19,000 more people get diagnosed with diabetes. Look, we all like a food. We all like a makan. We all like free, good food, little treats now and again. But we have to acknowledge that in a population of 5.5 million, give or take, 20,000 more people every year with diabetes. That's too many,
surely.
That's
not a good thing. Not a good thing. Well, let's hope that these new drink standards will help people realize just what's at stake here and help people to educate themselves.
Yeah, and I don't want to be all, draconian and puritanical about it. What I'm saying is, whether it's FNN or some of the other big drinks industries in Singapore, we know that those sugary drinks have made a lot of money for you guys over the years because they are very, very addictive. We know that. Just have some choice. You can offer sugar-free alternatives. They do exist in other parts of the world. You can have fizzy drinks that are sugar-free. They exist everywhere else. Let's just have them here. We don't have to just say it's water or nothing.
Mm.
Occasionally, I'd like to have a lemonade that's sugar-free. Why can't I have that? That's all I ask for.
There we go. Well, we're talking about hopefully seeing some vast improvement in the number of diabetes cases and in the over-abuse, the over-intake of sugary drinks here in Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.